Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Had a nice little jaunt outside with my dog, who thinks it's just wonderful outside and wants to bark at everything, and came back in realizing it was cold, and then we started the show again. So welcome back, everybody, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian. I cannot wait to move out of my own house. Everybody thinks, oh, you got a studio at your house. That's great. Oh, wonderful. You can just walk to the bathroom and you go eat whenever you want, and you don't have to go to get up or anything. You know what? It's not as awesome as everybody wants it to be. Let's just say that.
Some people have really nice work from home setups, but you know, yeah, my dog loved it.
Nice work from home setup. I love my dog. I just want to punch her in the face only during my show.
See, Remy also likes the snow outside and very much is like, let me go out there. But he doesn't bark as much, which would be nice, I guess, if I ever had to do the show from home, which hopefully I won't have to do. But
she was silent for a couple months and we were worried about her. And now
she's really not letting you know she's there.
I also live in a neighborhood where a lot of dogs are walked. Yep. And that's a great neighborhood to be in. And I love it. But
they like to talk to each other. They like to talk to each other.
We have a fox that runs down the road, too.
Oh, nice.
Like, just right on the sidewalk. Hey, how you doing, fox? And then the dog goes nuts. It's fun. Anyway, I'm sure you all have had similar experiences. I just needed to, you know, nicely reset from the despair and we're all doomed kind of conversation we were having beforehand. But As much as you think about becoming super cynical and super depressed, and that can also really, you know, inform art and, you know, comedy and stuff like that. It's a hard place to stay in. And I always find that if you define the problem or at least recognize the actual issue, it's a lot easier to deal with. Like, if we know that that's what we're up against, it's the collective apathy of the people of Wisconsin, the people of the United States. That's what we're up against, because no sane person would look at a situation and knowing the facts of the situation and how it's being presented would actually go and say, wow, these people are really trying to help. You know, like I truly believe that like truth will out, like truth usually has to will out. I mean, there's definitely going to be extremes, but eventually it's going to have to. And so I think we need to let's reach out to our right-wing friends. Maybe we should reach out to just our regular friends.
Just the apathetic, the apathetic ones that, you know.
People who don't care.
Yeah.
How do you get them to care?
We got to get them involved, because if we got to keep dealing up with much more of this, Brian, I think you and I are going to be at our wits' end. So it's going to be...
I'm already at our wits' end, dude. And I joke about this, and I'm using this to transition as well. It would work if you changed your name to La Follette. Just La Follette, not Luke La Follette or John La Follette, just plain old La Follette, like McLovin,
you would win. I know the proposal.
I'm reintroducing it for the rest of the people.
Fair enough.
Because if your name is La Follette, you are automatically elected in the state of Wisconsin. And speaking of which, Doug La Follette is planning to run again. And we'll make a formal decision in the coming weeks.
Is planning on running again. And I saw some followed up reporting on this. Apparently, he's really hoping to get out there with this announcement now because he wants to de-incentivize any individual from jumping in the primary against him. He wants to, you know, avoid a primary at all costs, it sounds like.
Slap that big old La Follette name down.
I believe he referred to primaries as a nuisance. That was the word that La Follette used, was a nuisance. So this
that doesn't sound out of touch at all.
81-year-old gentleman running for re-election as the Secretary of State. That's disheartening.
This is knowing nothing about the man, really.
Brian wants
really
to get
don't.
Me,
I've never met him.
Brian wants me to no longer be a radio show host with him. He wants me to go be Secretary of State by changing my name to La Follette.
Okay, here you go. Secretary of State or radio show host. What would you choose, Luke? Seriously.
Oh, if I had to choose, I would choose appearing on the radio with you every day.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I mean, I knew you would choose that, and that's the correct choice, but... I mean, I was worried.
I know you were worried. I know.
You might have gone to the sane option, but anyway...
In other news, we also have another octogenarian announcing maybe he's not ruling it out, Brian. Today, former governor...
Announcing, why are you bothering me?
Essentially. He just resigned from his other post that's not effective until March 18th. But former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson says that he is not ruling out another run for governor here in the state of Wisconsin.
But, you know, again, like the name of La Follette, there's nothing better for anybody in the state of Wisconsin than a former person from the state of Wisconsin.
Right. We're still in 1998. Doug La Follette and Tommy Thompson are just floating ideas. 1998. Let's run for re-election. What is this?
Bart Starr was physically capable of making the Packers team, there would be a large contingent of people saying, you should give Bart Starr a chance. He's a corpse. You should give him a chance. Bart Starr should be the next quarterback. Like, what? Like, there's a group of people who just think, we should bring back the past again.
Yeah,
great.
That's fair. And we got Doc texting in as well on the text line, 844-967-2789. And Doc said in all caps, do not diss the Doug. And I'm not trying to diss the Doug.
We're not dissing Doug.
I'm not, Doc. I really don't. It's nothing against our current Secretary of State, Doug La Follette. It's not. I fully believe, though, that if you're 81 years old and you're saying that a primary is a nuisance,
dude,
maybe it's time to hang up the Secretary of State's job. And
Betty White just died at 99. We were asking for more. So I'm not going to go and necessarily do it based on age, although I understand your argument. I get you there. And by the way, Doug has definitely earned a nice, lengthy, enjoyable retirement. I'm not saying anything bad about the dude, but it is totally out of touch to go and say, primaries are a nuisance.
Please don't run against me in a primary challenge. Those are a nuisance.
Screw you. I'm already going to win, so why are you going to bother?
That is the biggest argument so far already towards me changing my name to La Follette and jumping in this race.
You know what? There's a couple tips here. If you were going to have a first name, make sure it starts with A, B, or C so that you'll be up on the ballot before Doug La Follette. So when you see the ballot, your name will be listed first.
It's alphabetical
Doug's.
By first name?
Well, once your last name is La Follette,
you know. But what if there's just one La Follette? Wouldn't mine be first then? If I was to adopt it like the McLoving, I think, because anything more than nothing would be
zero. That's zero.
Yeah, right.
Just, there's no name.
That's how I think they would have to
Doug
list
LaFollette.
It. Yeah.
I don't know.
We got a number of other headlines we want to dive into, but before we get to those, we're gonna get to Dick from Madison. Dick, what's on your mind today?
The same thing that I brought up this morning to you, Luke, or to Matt. This criminal justice system or justice system, period. You brought up one in the news. All these people getting off with a slap on the wrist from the insurrection. But my two big ones were what I brought up this morning that just drove me right off the edge. The Avery trial, the right thing, and that everybody should have to watch that judge during sentencing. I thought he was awesome. And then you ask yourself, would that judge have let something happen like happened with Rittenhouse? I don't think he would have said no. Prosecution can't call him, victims or any number of things that he wouldn't allow during that case. But the worst of which came out of that case now is this guy gets off on a misdemeanor charge and a $2,000 fine that sold him the gun. Totally wrong.
Yeah, he pled down those cases, and like you said, for the insurrection, the individuals that participated in the insurrection last year here in Wisconsin, 4 out of 6 today, or this in the last week or so, have pled guilty to lesser charges. I believe one of them is facing a $500 fine for criminal trespassing, excuse me, when they were at the Capitol last year, and I believe there's a heftier fine and maybe 6 months of jail for one of the other insurrectionists from Wisconsin. The other two of the 6 cases for federal charges are still working their way through courts, but we've got a very interesting legal system here in Wisconsin and the state and the country as a whole, Dick, so we appreciate the call.
I'm not even entirely sure that they're going to be, like, even, let's say that we prosecute them the fullest extent of the law. I don't think any of them are going to learn anything from it. I don't think any of them are going to think, man, that was a bad idea, or, gee, because these people are not capable of introspection. People who do that type of stuff don't think, whoa, what am I thinking about? Well, they don't stop and self-reflect. The whole point of somebody who's going to do that is that they don't self-reflect, because if you did, you'd go, maybe I should just go stay at a hotel and see how my friends work out. You know, like that type of stuff. I'm not going to transition this very easily, but speaking of law enforcement, I have an update on the Madison incident.
All right.
Every time I talk to a prisoner, I try and make sure that I have the opportunity to ask somebody who was in prison before. And if you come across them, ask them the same thing. What did you learn? Ask them, what did you learn? Did you become a better person through your contact with the prison system? Did you come out the other side knowing I shouldn't do that? Or did you try and, are you going to try and be better or something? And every single one that I've talked to have said, nah, I just wasted my life and I'm different, but because my life is gone now. That's it. They just learned that their life is gone. Part of their life is gone.
Yeah, they sat.
That's
and they
the general
about
idea from
they,
what I've never heard anybody say. Oh, I gained this wonderful insight. Nothing. So, okay, yeah, I want people to be punished too, but I don't know about the effect that it'll have, other than we'll feel better about ourselves and others. All right, so here's the update on the Madison. I'm reading from the State Journal here. This is Logan Roge. That's a silent W. Logan Roge. Madison police shot a suspected armed robber multiple times Tuesday afternoon after he fired on officers who were trying to arrest him. Madison police Sean Barnes said at a news conference. The man was taken to UW hospital and was conscious and alert at the time he was transported, Barnes said. He did not further elaborate on the man's condition. The incident started around 12:25 p.m. as police were attempting to secure a suspect who was wanted for multiple armed robberies on an apartment building near Northport and Dryden Drives, Barnes said. He said the robberies happened over the course of a week, including one Monday night. Barnes said as officers approached the building, the man opened a second-story sliding glass door and jumped off a balcony. He said police began to chase the man, at which time early indications are that the suspect turned and fired upon the officers. Multiple officers returned fire and was able to subdue the suspect. The shooting will be investigated by the State Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation. This is sometimes the dangerous realities of police work, making sure that our community is safe. Sometimes that means encountering people with nefarious intentions. I'm just fortunate that no innocent persons were hurt during this incident. That's why they were telling everybody to stay away. There's a possibility of stray gunfire, and you don't know if this person who was robbing had any accomplices as well. So,
right. So that is an update for what is going on right now in Madison's North Side. If you are in the area of Northport Drive and Dryden Drive, you will want to avoid the area. I believe the police presence is probably still there and will be for at least a few hours. Again, this incident occurred about 12:23 earlier today.
And the suspect has been apprehended and is alive and alert. That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they took him to UW Hospital, from what I can tell. So
took the person alive. Again, I don't want anyone robbing banks, and I am strongly against that. So I'm glad the police were there to go and help, and I'm glad that it ended up with just an injury and no other innocence. That's pretty much the can't ask for a better situation than that, and hopefully the investigation turns up some better things. So hooray, everybody, coming together.
Coming together.
Got a guy. Great. Got it. We got the robber and nobody died.
Well, I mean,
especially our officers who were safe too. Okay.
It's important. Like Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes saying, he's glad no innocent bystanders were injured in the apprehension of that individual. There's been a lot there. We had another, overnight, I believe, there was another individual struck on the interstate as well, Brian. So there's a lot of stuff going on lately. The minivan got hit over the weekend. Minivan of including four passengers tried to merge back on I-94, 90, and 39 in Dane County, coming from the Wisconsin Dells. Merged into traffic at not the right speed, and two semi-trucks both hit it, and all the passengers in the minivan died. So it's pretty wild times out there. Stay safe, folks. We got one more segment of Dueling Tangents coming up. We're taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Give some more updates about what's going on in the gubernatorial race for 2022 when we get back. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It sounds like these time and time.